Sefer Yoshua Perek Hei. Vayhi chishmo kol malchei ha'amori asher be'ever ha'yarden yama v'chol malchei ha'knani asher ha'layam. So, it came to pass that when all the kings of Amori, the Amorite nation, who were on the other side of the Jordan, the sea side, that means the west side, because obviously the sea is referring to the Mediterranean. And in addition to the Amorite kings, who else? All the Canaanite kings who were living by the sea, the Mediterranean, what did they hear? They heard that Hashem had dried up the waters of the Jordan. Why did He dry them up? Mipnei b'nei Yisrael, out of Rome. Because the Jewish people, until they had crossed over, were traversing the Jordan. What was the result of these kings? Now, it only mentions the Amori and the Canaanite. Why doesn't it mention the other five of the seven nations? I don't know, but it could be the other ones are included when it says Canaan. What was the result of these kingdoms hearing about the drying up of the Jordan? Vayimas levavam. Their hearts melted. Velohayavam od ruach. And they no longer had any spirit within them. Mipnei b'nei Yisrael. Because of the Jewish people. It sounds like once they hear that Hashem is on the Jews' side, they don't want to oppose and stand up against the new oncoming nation. Ba'esahi amar Hashem el Yehoshua. So at that time, Hashem told Yehoshua, Asei lecha harvos tzurim. You, Yehoshua, says God, should make for yourself sharp swords. V'shuv mol es b'nei Yisrael. And then you should go ahead and perform circumcision on the Jewish people, Shenis, for a second time. Why is it a second time? Because the first time was 40 years prior when they left Egypt. Vayaslo Yehoshua chavos tzurim. So now, on this second national circumcision ceremony, Yehoshua made for himself sharp swords. Vayamal es b'nei Yisrael el kivas ha'arlos. And he, Yehoshua, had all the Jewish people circumcised by the location which was named in honor of this event, the hill of the Orlot, the hill of the foreskins. Vizah davar shamal Yehoshua. So this is the explanation. Why did Yehoshua do this? Mal Yehoshua, he circumcised the Jewish people because of the following. Kol ha'am hayotzei mimitzrayim hazicharim. All of the nation who departed from Egypt, the males at least. Kol anshei hamilchama, all the ones who were of military category. That means numerically they were 20 years of age and upward. So all of them, meisuva midbar. They had perished in the wilderness when they sojourned out from Egypt. Now we know that was a punishment after the sin of the golden calf. And even after that, specifically by the sin of the spies, Hashem said that we were to be punished. For the 40 days that we, the spies, had traversed Eretz Yisrael and brought back a bad report, and we listened to it, and most of us, the men at least, listened to it, so we would suffer 1 year per day. So 40 days translates to 40 years wandering around in the desert until they had perished, and the new generation only would enter Eretz Yisrael, the ones who had been 19 years of age or younger at the time of the spy. Kimulim hayu kol ha'am hayotzim. All of the nation who had left Egypt was, yes, circumcised. V'kol ha'am hayilodim b'midbar, but all of the children, all the countrymen who had been born or who had been children in the wilderness, baderech betzesa mimitzrayim, on the journey out from Egypt, lo malu, they had not yet been circumcised because they weren't old enough yet, right? That this would be referring to babies who were born and didn't have a chance yet to be circumcised. Ki arba'im shana halchu b'nei Yisrael, because it was for 40 years that the Jews traveled in the wilderness, Bamidbar. Until the literal expiration of the people who had been of military category, again, 20 years or older, who had left Egypt, they didn't listen to Hashem's voice. Again, what was this voice they didn't listen to? So the Torah attributes this punishment of 40 years in the wilderness to the sin of the spies, but the commentaries say it's also referring to the sin of the golden calf. Asher nishba Hashem lahem. So Hashem had sworn as a punishment to these people, levilti harosam es haaretz. So Hashem said, I'm not going to show them the promised land. Asher nishba Hashem la'avosam la'aseslanu. that Hashem swore that to their forefathers. This is Yehoshua speaking about Hashem telling the nation 40 years ago that he is not going to give them the opportunity to see the promised land, which he had vowed to their ancestors to give to us. Again, us meaning Yehoshua is talking about the present generation 40 years later. What promised land? Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, the land flowing with milk and honey. Again, this is goat's milk and date honey. V'es b'neihem hekim tachtam. So Hashem had established the children of that prior nation, meaning the ones who had been 19 years or younger, in place of and instead of the elders. Osam mal Yehoshua. So that younger generation, Yehoshua, circumcised. Ki areilim hayu. Because they were uncircumcised. Areil is like the name for Orla. Areil is someone who has Orla. That means he did not have Brit Milah. Ki lo malu otam ba'aretz. Because ki lo malu otam ba'derech. Because they had not been circumcised on the journey. Again, it's dangerous when a person could be traveling any minute to undergo a serious operation which requires recuperation and is actually quite dangerous for anyone who undergoes Brit Milah. Just ask any 8-day-old baby boy. So they didn't do that during their travels in the desert. So now, when the whole nation had completed the process of being circumcised, so they resided in their place in the camp until they recuperate from this physically dangerous operation. Hashem now said to Yehoshua, "Hayom galosi eschar pes Mitzrayim." What's the significance of this circumcision? It's a tremendous significance because now Hashem is saying, "I have unfurled, I have rolled away galoti." Gal legalot is to uncover, but and galgal is to roll. So Hashem has rolled away the shame of Egypt, me'aleichem, from upon all of you. Vayikra shem hamakom ahu Gilgal. So now Hashem calls that place Gilgal in honor of the event. Again, Gilgal is to uncover, to roll away. And what was being rolled away? The Orla. Orla meaning something closed or covered over. Ad Hayom Hazeh. So the name of the city is, up until the time of the writing of this verse, or perhaps until the time that the reader reads this verse, this name of that place is still called Gilgal. Vayachanu v'nei Yisrael ba-Gilgal. The Jewish people encamped at that place, Gilgal. Vayasu as ha-Pesach. And they made the Pesach. Of course, Pesach is referring to, remember in Tanakh, the word Pesach refers to the 14th, not the 15th, but the 14th day of Nisan. Again, they crossed the Jordan on the 10th day of Nisan. 4 days later, on the 14th, they made the Korban Pesach. Be'arba'asar yom l'chodesh, on day 14 of the month being Nisan. Be'erev ba'arvot yiricho, in the afternoon, because the Korban Pesach is brought. It's actually the only korban which is brought after the afternoon daily offering, the Tamid Shel Bein HaArba'im. In the Arvot Yericho means the plains or the wilderness that was near the city of Jericho. Vayochlu me'avur ha'aretz, and the people ate from the crop or the produce of the land. Mimacharat ha'Pesach, the day after Pesach, matzot ve'kalui. Matzot, we know what that means. Ve'kalui usually means some kind of grain that was roasted, could be roasted kernels, or could be then turned into flour. Be'etzam hayom hazeh, on that very day. Again, this is referring to after Pesach. Now, there is an opinion that only after Pesach did they eat from the grain of the land, but before that they didn't, because this opinion holds that the prohibition of chadash, the new crop, which took root, like wheat or barley, things like that, if they didn't take root before the previous 16th of Nisan, so they're not going to be permitted until the Korban HaOmer is brought, again, after the day after Pesach. So they can only eat it after Pesach, they couldn't eat it before Pesach. Which is amazing. That would mean that the Jewish people didn't eat matzah, the Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach, until one day later. The man, the heavenly food that they had eaten for 40 years, had ceased the day after, again, upon their eating the grain of the land, when they're going to start a natural diet, of produce from the earth, their supernatural diet of angelic man, food from the sky, ceases. V'lo haya od livnei Yisrael ma. And didn't have any more ma. V'yachlu mitavuat eretz Kanan b'shana ha'hi. So they ate from the ordinary grain from the land of Canaan in that year. Just to be aware, the man stopped falling at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's death, which was over a month ago. That was in the 7th of Adar. And then a month plus, subsequent to that, in Nisan, the man, around Pesach time, supply that they had left over, carrying in their containers, had been used up. When Yehoshua was in Yericho, probably he was in the area of Yericho, not in the city itself. He raised his eyes, Vayar, and he saw ish omed lenegdo. There was a man standing opposite him. The man, it sounds like this is referring to the man, not to Yehoshua. The Yehoshua saw a man who was holding a sword that was drawn in his hand. Yehoshua went to this man, Vayomerlo, Halanu ata im letzareinu. Are you for us or are you against us? Are you on our side or are you with our enemies? Vayomerlo, lo, ki ani sar tzva Hashem, atavati. So the man said to Yehoshua, I'm not a man at all. I'm neither on your side, I'm not of the enemies. I'm an angel of God, sar tzva Hashem. I am the angel of the hosts of Hashem. And I have come now. Why does he say I have come now? So just two interpretations. One is because Yehoshua is wondering, hey, where did you come from? Are you from our camp? Are you from the other side? Or from the enemy? So he says, I am not a human, I'm an angel, and that explains why you don't know where I came from, because I didn't come before now, only this moment I came. So he's saying Atabati after he explains that he's an angel. To address what Yehoshua didn't understand. Hey, where did you come from? So the answer is, I only came just now. And the second explanation, Atabati, I've come now, meaning there was a sin that Yehoshua had caused the people to not be involved in Torah study, and this sin of Bittul Torah, the angel came to rebuke Yehoshua about. Vayipol Yehoshua al panav arza, vayishtachu. Yehoshua fell upon his face to the ground, and he bowed down. Vayomer lo, ma adoni medaber el avdo. Says, oh, I see that you're a representative of Hashem. So what does my master say to his servant? What do you want to say to me? And he's being very obedient and submissive, Yehoshua. Vayomar Saratzva Hashem Yehoshua. So this angel said to Yehoshua, Shal Na'alcha Mayal Raglecha, take your shoe off your foot. Now, this is interesting because in Sefer Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem to take both his shoes off both his feet. And here Yehoshua is being told to take one shoe off. So the Das Kane, I don't know if this is a satisfying answer, but at least I see somebody who's asking this question. The Das Kaneim says, why was Yehoshua 1 foot and Moshe Rabbeinu was two? Is because the Shechina had come before Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to show ultimate deference and take off both shoes. But Yehoshua had come to this place near Yericho before the angel only came later, so since Yehoshua had the precedence of the spot, so he only had to take off one shoe to show a minimal depth. Okay, I don't know if that really satisfies you, but ki hamakom asher ata omed alav kodeshu. Why? The angel says, why do you have to take off your shoe, Yehoshua? Because the place where you're standing is a holy ground. Vayas Yehoshua came, and Yehoshua did so. That's the end of the fifth parak. Let's summarize what we learned. After the crossing the Jordan, the kings of Canaan were scared. Their hearts melted from the Jewish people because Hashem crossed them over the Jordan. They made a mass circumcision, which was the first time doing so since the Exodus from Egypt. They were participating in a Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, and they ate matzah the following day, but some say not before. Then they camped near Yericho, and Yehoshua saw a man who turned out to be an angel that, again, some say he was coming to rebuke Yehoshua for a sin of Bittul Torah, and Yehoshua took off his shoe in deference to the angel.